At dinner, Alex's younger brother, Jonah, wouldn't quit talking about the strange event.
He completely pounded Mulroy. It was like some kind of MMA takedown.
You weren't even there, Alex said. He just hit him, and Mulroy keeled over.
One hit, though, right?
Jonah mimed a punch that almost knocked his water glass off the table. He caught it just in time.
Epic!
Jonah, Mom said. Please? Mom had put candles on the table and laid out a tablecloth. Dinner was supposed to be a family ritual. The entire Banks clan gathered and undistracted for a whole half hour, instead of grabbing something out of the fridge and separating into different rooms to play on iPads and computers or watch TV. Mom had been on a kick for family time lately, but she was fighting an uphill battle. Dad had once again brought his tablet to the table, just to reply to one quick emergency email, he said, and so everyone was engaged in the conversation while he claimed to listen. Alex, Jonah, their mother, and half of Mr. Banks, workaholic extraordinaire. For Mom, it counted as a win. Alex's mother took what she could get, when she could get it. Alex's friend Cynthia was always asking what made the relationship work, considering that Alex's father was never paying attention, and her mother always seemed a little isolated in the project of raising her family. Alex had never really thought about it until that moment. It was just the way things were. Dad worked in public relations and made the money for the family. Mom did Pilates and book clubs and fundraisers and tried to gather everyone together for meals. They mostly got along. It wasn't like in Sophie's house, where you could practically hear her mom and dad chewing glass every time they said anything to each other.
Nobody caught the guy, Alex said. He just walked away. They called security and the police and Mr. Mulroy went out looking for him. She took a bite of Caesar salad.
Nothing.
I don't like the town around there, her mother said. They should have security at the gates.
The town around there? Alex rolled her eyes. Why don't you just say you don't trust those people, Mom?
That's not what I said, Mom said. Strangers shouldn't just be able to wander onto campus. They should have a guard at the gate, at least.
Fortress sights, Jonah said, pushing a crouton onto his fork with a finger. Maybe we can put in gun turrets, too. Then we can feel really secure. Put up some barbed wire, right? 50 cows and barbed wire. Oh, wait. Don't we call that prison?
Mom gave him a sharp look.
Don't be smart. That's not what we're talking about. Sites is hardly a prison, no matter how much you pretend.
You only say that because you don't have to go, Jonah said.
Mom gave him an exasperated look.
Someone just walked onto campus and assaulted the headmaster. I think even you'd admit there's a problem. What if that had been a student? Don't you think that's a problem at least?
I'm definitely bummed I missed it, Jonah said. I'd pay money to see Mulroy take one in the gut.
Jonah!
Alex stifled a laugh. Doctors described Jonah as having poor impulse control, which basically meant that Jonah's entire world was a series of decisions that balanced precariously on the razor's edge of clever versus stupid. Stupid normally won out. Which meant that since he started attending sites, it was Alex's job to keep an eye on him. When she'd protested that playing nursemaid for her younger brother wasn't her idea of a good time, Mom hadn't even yelled. She just sighed in resignation.
I know it's not fair, Alex, but we can't always be there. And Jonah,
she sighed.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, yeah. It's his nature, just like the scorpion and the frog.
Alex's nature was just the opposite. She knew the difference between clever and stupid, and didn't feel any need to dive across the line. So, as long as Mom was doing Pilates and fundraisers and book clubs, and Dad was down in the city or seeing clients in D.C., Alex was in charge of keeping an eye on the little nutball.
We could punch him for charity, Jonah was saying. Like those old-time dunk tanks. Big fundraising thing. $1,000 a pop.
He mimed punches.
Bam, bam, bam! Slug Mulroy and feed the homeless. I bet even Alex would donate to that, he said. It would make her early decision application look good.
There aren't any homeless in Haverport, Alex said. We put them on a bus to New York.
So save the whales. Who cares? As long as we get to punch Mulroy.
I don't think assault is a joke, Mom said.
They went back and forth like they always did, with Mom taking it seriously, trying to persuade Jonah to stop being troublesome, and Jonah taking the opportunity to poke at her, saying just the right thing to annoy her again and again.
Alex tuned them out. When she played the attack back in her own mind, it made her feel a little nauseated. It had been a completely normal, boring day. She could still see Mulroy walking over to the guy, thinking that he was in charge, thinking he knew what was up. Mulroy and Alex had been fooled by the spring sunshine. They'd been living inside a bubble that they'd thought was real. And then this guy turned up at school, and the bubble popped.